I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. Yeah, I never felt so strong, and
I'm back,
I'm
babe.
Feeling like there's nothing I can't try.
Nothing.
And if you with me, put
your hands high. Yeah, I've been lost in life before.
Hey.
This one's
and
for
you. Me, put your hands
and
high.
You, the dreams are filled. You're rocking the best.
Hey.
You. I'll be on
the road. I'm coming home.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on Right here on the Trending Topics Network. We are home on the Trending Topics Network. Once again, it does feel really great to finally bring the show that helped build this network back. But in the time that we've been gone from the Trending Topics Network, we have had growth. We've had a little bit of change. But our goal remains the same of talking about NFL and everything going on, and we are almost to the end of the NFL season. We are here week 17. Last week, all the games are on Sunday. No Christmas games this year, which I guess that's why we got Saturday games, but we'll get into that. And we'll get into why we didn't have an episode, but first, a little bit of contact information. If you want to email us at nflEasyPicks@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at nflEasyPicks. And also, if you want to tweet us about your thoughts on games, hashtag nflEasyPicks, and your tweets could be right on the show. Without any further ado, let me get into our co-host. We have the Mob Jockey.
Hello.
Ooh, you sound sexy.
You are just such a bad boy.
Do you know who my favorite football team is?
I don't know. Do you know who my favorite football team is?
Is it the Packers?
Probably the fucking Packers, yeah.
No, it's San Francisco.
And of course, you heard the homophobic, I guess, FTW.
One, I'm not homophobic.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Two, what is up?
Just stop it.
What is up?
I can tell you what's up, but this won't be a PG show.
We don't do a PG show.
Oh, in that case, my penis is really erect.
Oh, damn it, dude.
Anyway, all right.
Wait, well, at least we're not ejaculating people out of a stadium like we were earlier.
Anyway, to get into why you didn't hear an episode last week.
My bad.
Yep.
Because we suck.
Shane is a dumbass. He's a fuck up. And we blame him for everything.
Yep.
It was technically a two-part thing. There's a lot of the blame that goes on me because I'm the guy who does everything. But normally there's a pattern and flow as we go. Last week we were a little bit out of our element. Kind of luckily it wasn't produced because I was tired.
It was terrible.
Well, yeah, I was tired. Mop and Shane had family problems, things going on that took them away from the show. So it probably would have been one of our worst episodes ever, morale-wise. I think our last episode wasn't that great, but I think this might have made it worse. Well, that was kind of part of it, but it does fall on me. The other part of it was while we weren't in our element, for some reason Shane decided he was going to do the show on his Xbox and not tell me at first. So I'm hearing really weird, like, fan noise in the background, and, like, it'll come and go. Like, it'll go on for a couple minutes and then go away for a couple minutes. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. So I stopped the recording a couple times because we talk, like, for an hour before we get the show going. And that's when I discovered, like, you know, I could actually hear it. I could see it in the edit, in the WAV format. And I was like, I can't do this, dude. You have to, like, what's going on? Then he explained he was on Xbox. I'm like, dude, go back to your phone. From that point, I forgot to hit record again. And we just, I thought that I did. We went and did the whole show. It was a good hour and a half long of recording. That didn't happen. And when I went to go end the show, oh, look, we're not recording. And we basically went, well, we're not going to sit here and try to plop out another show. Fuck it.
Yeah, yep. it was a very poor show to start with, and yeah. I honestly am very glad it didn't get produced.
Yeah, because honestly, I couldn't have listened to it. If I would have listened to a show like that that was, like, hosted by other people, I would have been like, dude, you guys need to get your shit together. But I'm glad it didn't get recorded because, yeah, we sounded like none of us were. I mean, like, you were tired, Mop and I had shit. It was like, goddamn. But now we don't have shit. Well, not as bad, so.
I was going to say, we still got shit, but I got three monsters in me, so let's do this.
You got three monsters, yeah. And Shane has three monster cucumbers.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Anyway, let's get into... You know what? It's a little bit out of order, but we'll talk about our fantasy league because this is the end. No more fantasy league talk for the rest of the year. We won't see anything fantasy until next year, which I need to get the final standings up.
Hopefully, I'm better than a D-plus player next year.
With the way that went this year, I'm actually very glad it's over.
Yeah. Let me see. The final tally. With a record of 4-10, tie, ninth place, really.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Fletch and the real Joe B. Juniors.
I'm not happy with it at all.
Technically, these are all set places because of games. So technically, Joe was in 10th. You were in 9th. The Fear Boners were in 8th place with 8-6. I am ahead at 7th place at 7-7. That's weird. Only because I beat him in a game. Your champ. Oh, no longer your champ. 6th place, 5-9. 5th place, Carp's Tip Top Team. Hey, he moved up there at the end. Also, 5-9. 4th place, Miguel Boobs, 8-6. Plan B, 3rd place, 10-4. Jeff Fisher Guys finished at 2nd place at 9-5. And 1st place... Your champion, Pin Me Pay Me, Dan the Cannon. I'm happy I never fully committed to this. I was half tempted when doing this league of putting aside like $50 to $100 gift card to WWE Shop. And whoever won, was going to get it. But I wasn't going to tell anybody until like so far into the season. And then by the time everything happened, I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
So basically, Dan, fuck you. You don't get nothing.
Yep. I get your money because I beat you in your Friends and Family League, and I won technically $350, but since I didn't pay any league dues, I got knocked down to $240, and I just might be spending that money on WWE Shop.
Isn't that ironic?
I have a cart full of, like, $200 worth of shirts, and I want them all. But anyway.
You have a problem, sir.
Yep. One of them is that Kevin Owens shirt. I really want a Kevin Owens shirt.
God damn it, I want that Kevin Owens shirt, too.
I want Luke Harper's vest thing, but I don't think it's on there yet.
They have the old Bray Wyatt one you could buy. Well, the old Wyatt family one, I should say. All right, so we are done with the Fantasy League. Over. In the books. We will see you next year, and hopefully everybody stays in. The only people that... I'm not 100% sure, but the only person is the Ace and the Fear Boners, the Ace from Macho Man Radio. Other than that, well, Joe too. Other than that, a lot of us are sticking in. Dan's been in for a couple years now. I see Carp sticking around. You two fuckers definitely stay around. I'll stay around. It's my fucking league.
Does FTW even count as being in the league at this point?
No.
hey, look, I had a bad year last year. I finished second. You know, fuck you guys.
You finished second last year?
Yeah, behind your champ. Well, former champ. He beat me in the final game.
That will be my team name next year. Your former champ.
Are you serious?
You come with. I have to think of some Randy's random 80s movie to pick a team name again.
Maybe you go with better names. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like the Wyatt family? Wow.
I was I was going with a
theme.
Yeah, theme. All my.
So was I.
Yeah, I was going to theme of every single league that I'm in. How many leagues are you in? One.
Me?
Yeah, but I always try to, you know.
I'm in six.
I'm in ten. All my team names are wrestling related. They are the Jollyville Fuckets, AIW tag team, for independent wrestling tag team. The Wyatt family, 3 minute warning, Nation of Domination. 3 minute warning was a great one. I think someone gave me that idea and I'm like, oh my god, that makes perfect sense. The Shockmasters, the Bow Leavers,
oh my god.
The Primetime Players, which that's my championship team. The NWO, the Iron Curtain, which is another AIW team name, and Slater Gator.
Slater Gator.
Poor Slater Gator.
And I think of all those teams, only a couple made the playoffs. Nation of Domination made the playoffs, but I think I lost first. I know I lost first round because I lost fucking Brandon Marshall that week. That was his first week out, and I'm like, yep, I fucking out. Primetime Players and the Jollyville Fuckets. Oh, and the Iron Curtain. That league was actually all AIW fans, too. But it was a free league, so.
Yeah, out of six leagues, I made the playoff in one, and I have one more week of the championship, and I'm going to win it. But, yeah, problem is I drafted a lot of the same players, and the fucking Calvin Johnson, AJ Green, I had Brandon Marshall in one league. Yeah, I had the injury fucks of the year.
That's why I don't like drafting a whole team. Like, I'm not drafting a whole team, but drafting the same team throughout, because I feel like if your team is a winner, then they're going to be winners all around. But if you draft a loser team, then they're losers.
Yeah, like me.
Then they're losers all around.
If I get a chance to draft Calvin Johnson again, I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely Calvin Johnson.
AJ Green, I will draft again.
Yeah. But you're saying, like, you draft some of the same players. And I'm personally, I do not fucking like any playoff that goes into week 17. It's fucked up. It's stupid.
Going to week 17?
Yeah.
See, I actually like it because the one league I'm in the play in the championship in, it's 2 weeks. So it's week 14, 15 for the first round of playoffs. And no, 14 to 15, and then 16, 17 is the championship.
What's
so it's a 2 week playoff. ESPN.
That's why. I was about to say I've never, or the four letter network. I've never seen that before, but then again, I've never done fantasy on ESPN.
I like it. I like ESPN.
Oh, I love
it better.
Yeah, I like ESPN's fantasy.
Yahoo has done a lot to make their app a lot better.
That is definitely true, because the old app was awful.
Yeah, and then they upgraded, I think, before last year, and then it was just like these vast improvements, and I think they're ahead. Like, I used to like NFLs a lot more, and now I'm kind of like, I don't like NFLs anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't want to say childish, but it's geared more towards younger people. Mm-hmm. I like stats and numbers, and they like putting pretty faces, and yeah, I don't like that.
Well, I like actually having, like, the person's faces there. I know they're in there, and they're on one, never mind. I don't know. I like, NFL always seemed a lot better, but I just feel like Yahoo has, for some reason, I don't know how, finally surpassed them. And
well, does NFL even do an app for theirs?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never downloaded
it. I think the two things I actually don't like about Yahoo is, number one, you have a character limit for your team name, and I think that's dumb. Like, it's like 20. So if you have a team name that's 21, you got to figure out where you're going to cut a letter before you have to rename the team. And the other thing I don't like that I just found out this year, they have an 8-team or 8-league minimum, not minimum, maximum. You can only, if you have an account, you can only be in 8 leagues. And I maxed that out this year.
I'm pretty sure ESPN does that too.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Like I said, never used ESPN. I don't know if NFL does either.
Right.
All right, moving on. Let's get into how our teams did last week. And we're going to start with the Eagles.
Really? You want to get me started? Fucking
yep.
Assholes.
Yep.
They're fucking, I mean, you played good all year. Well, good as you can play. To fucking crash at the end? I mean, Jesus Christ.
It was an entertaining game.
Yeah. just to watch the playoffs go bye-bye.
And to watch Washington fuck up their draft position. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, two things happened. Eagles got knocked out of the playoffs. Washington fucked up their draft. So, and then I had to watch the Bills lose to the Raiders and lose their playoffs. And yeah,
I love both of those because it helps Tennessee with their draft position.
If Tampa Bay loses, they lock up first pick.
I know, but I believe if they win, it's tiebreakers to see if it's, well, if Tennessee and Tennessee loses, Tampa wins. I think Tennessee is in the running for the number one, but I don't know if they're going to draft, what's his fuck it from Oregon, Mariota, another quarterback.
You don't see him going after Winston?
Oh, God. Dude, if they draft Winston, I will officially become unfan of the Titans.
Oh, yeah, because I see him being nothing but trouble.
He reminds me a lot of Jamarcus Russell.
Mm-hmm.
What else? How about the Titans?
They're keeping their number one draft pick hopes alive. But knowing the Titans, they're going to beat the Colts this week just to fuck it up.
Or will it be the Colts fucking it up? Because they're I think they're locked, aren't they?
Yeah, the Colts are basically locked where they're at.
Yeah.
I don't think they can move up or down, and no one's catching them.
Yeah.
And talk about a team that has played like shit for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts are going to probably be the team to get eliminated in the wild card round.
Yeah,
probably.
All right, the Bears. I didn't watch the game. I was actually kind of sick part of Saturday and almost all of Sunday while I was waiting in Chicago for a load to get ready, and it seemed like the same old Bears. Yeah, they played a little bit better with Clawson, but it ended in the exact same way, and the defense didn't hold up when they needed to.
Yeah, the defense was really, really bad, but I watched about a half of that game, kind of that area where Clawson was still playing before he got, I think it was concussed. The offense actually showed the ability to drive down the field, which is what they didn't show with Cutler. That was at least promising that if they were to, I don't know, cut Cutler or trade him or
no.
Get rid of him.
It sounds like they're going to at least keep him for one more year.
Yeah, because that's a big-ass contract to try to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But if they could find somebody to bring in that could, I mean, honestly, an Alex Smith, somebody that can manage the game and
yep.
not make big fucking mistakes. That offense would be, I think they would have easily another 3 or 4 wins. But they don't have that. They have Jay Cutler.
I don't know. I don't think Cutler's that bad. But I think it goes back to what we've been saying, or you've been saying for most of the year, that it seems like there could be something wrong with Cutler. Because this is the worst Cutler has ever been, like, by far. Like, this is rock bottom, and what if he is nursing some injuries that we don't know about?
That's very true, too. And, you know, I've tried to be on Cutler's side through most of this, and it's... But then you watch, I mean, let's face it, a pretty untalented Clawson come in and just run the offense the way it's supposed to be run, and the offense looked pretty good, and even without Brandon Marshall.
Right.
So how long can you defend a guy before you just kind of say, fuck it?
To me, I'm looking at it if they can make some real improvements on that defense. Because to me, that's the biggest thing in the world. We don't want Jay Cutler to be the Julius Peppers of the offense. We don't want to be like, you're so bad, you know, there's no reason why we should keep you around. Go over to some other team, and then he gets picked up somewhere else, and all of a sudden you see this all-star quarterback, and we're like, what the fuck? Because that's kind of what happened with Peppers. He was on the defense. Yeah. We're just kind of like, oh, you suck. There's no reason to keep you around. And it was kind of like a mindset of, you know, we're a great defense, and you're holding us down. He leaves. We get worse. He's playing better in Green Bay, so it's like, all right, you know, the problem wasn't Peppers. It was the defense, and that's why I do think next Monday, Mel Tucker, gone from the Bears, which is their defensive coordinator. I think he will – there's no reason why. If there's anybody they're going to get rid of, that's number one on the list. Trestman is questionable because there's a lot of people think that he should go. There's things that haven't been – dealt with correctly in the organization that could fuck shit up. But you get rid of Cutler and he goes somewhere else and does good, that's not what you want. Give him one more year, improve that defense, get a new defensive coordinator, and then if, let's say, next year that defense is playing a lot better, they're playing almost like the Bears of old, and Cutler has had time, just in case there are any injuries. Marshall's doing great, Jeffrey's doing great, Forte's doing great, and we're still having problems, that's when I will raise suspicion on Cutler.
Right.
Well, and it doesn't help that they never replaced, what was the middle linebacker that retired?
Urlacher.
Yeah, dude, they never had a replacement ready for him, which they should have done.
It's been a dominoes, domino yes. effect of him retiring, getting rid of Peppers, Briggs.
He was injured, though, right? I mean, he's still on the team.
Briggs is still on the team, but it sounds like he's going to retire.
Because of the injuries?
No, I think Tillman's the one that's going to retire because of injuries.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I mean...
Briggs, I think, was injured this year, but I think it's just it's old age, and that's, mm-hmm. that's four great defensive members right now.
But that's the difference between an average Bears organization and an organization like the Steelers. When these guys are ready to retire, typically when the Steelers have somebody to replace them already. And the Bears have not done that in any way, shape, or form. Did I just compliment the fucking Steelers? God damn it.
Yeah. All right. We'll conclude that conversation, get into the Browns. Another game I did not watch, obviously because of my situation. But it sounded like, all right, Manziel got injured, Hoyer had his triumphant return, and he still couldn't get the job done.
Triumphant return.
Well, triumphant return, like he's... I looked at it because he scored a touchdown. Like, hey, look, I can do it.
The biggest problem with the Browns right now is the running game. They got to have that running game or they're not going to win games.
Were they just not running enough, or...?
I don't think it was enough or effectively. And honestly, I really do, because if you notice, it was when the Mac injury happened is pretty much when that running game went downhill.
Yeah.
It's also when the whole team just kind of... And I don't think Hayden played this week either, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, Hayden was up. That was a big...
that doesn't help at all.
Yeah, as soon as we heard he was out, it's like, oh, shit.
Yep. But yeah, it was like almost as soon as Mac went down, the whole team went down with him, and I don't know. I would have liked to seen Hoyer with a fully healthy offensive line, what he could have done, but too late now. You blew your chance.
Yep.
All right. We have one team to talk about, the Bengals.
Hail, hail, victory. A Monday night game against Peyton Manning, Mr. Primetime Peyton Manning, and they won in a convincing fashion.
A quarterback who has never lost to the Bengals.
Never lost to the Bengals, and I believe he had some ridiculous primetime record, too. It was like 9-1.
Yeah.
They picked him off, what, twice at the end of the game?
Mm-hmm.
And it was both to Kilpatrick. Dalton was fine. He was what he should be all the time, and that's a game manager. And Jeremy Hill, I mean, what the hell do you say about that kid? Dude is just, wow. The future of the running backs for the Bengals is looking very good. Dalton can't turn the ball over. If Dalton holds on to the ball against Cleveland, we probably win that game.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't. And he winds up a 2.4 QBR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't win games like that. But going into the playoffs, it's a promising that they're starting to get a couple things together. I think they've won, was it like 3 or 4 straight now? Something like that. Huge game coming up this week, though. We have to go. They've already have a playoff spot, but to go into Pittsburgh with what could be the number 2 seed on the line, because if Oakland can find a way to beat Denver, which they almost did last time, and Cincinnati wins, Cincinnati jumps them up into a bye for the first week and then home field for the next week. So that's a huge, huge game. And they play Pittsburgh tough at Pittsburgh. So, a lot of promise.
All right. Let's get into our picks for the week, from last week. Review. Everybody got Philly wrong. Everybody got Buffalo wrong. Everybody got Baltimore wrong. And everybody got Denver wrong. Everybody got Green Bay right. New England right. Miami right. Detroit right. The only person to get the Seahawks game wrong was Shane.
Uh-huh.
And the only person to get the San Francisco, San Diego game wrong was Ant. So other than that, the standings for the week are Shane at 6, Karp at 7, Jack at 8, myself at 8, DRG at 9, Miguel at 9, Ant at 10, and Mop. Were you at Mop? At 11. Which, it needs to be brought up, last week I got 12 right and I got the most. Since that that episode wasn't recorded, I'm gonna say it now, motherfuckers. But the finals, well, the tallies stand right now going into week 17, which is going to be interesting because we go all the way to the Super Bowl. So we're going to have all the playoff games. So granted, if you're in lower place, you're not going to get higher up, but the top six, or maybe even the top four could definitely waver a little bit. But we have in ninth place, which did I mention him? I mentioned Mart had 8. I can't remember.
I can't either. I still remember the Goonies had 6, though. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Ninth place, Mart, Soccer Fuckers, 121. Eighth place, Miguel, 129. Seventh place, Shane, 143. Tie for fifth place, myself and Jack, 147. Fourth place, Carp, 150. Third place, Mop, 153. Second place, Ant, 157. And first place, DRG, 158.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, as close as the numbers look, there's only, what, 1 week there's going to be any real difference. Because come playoffs, mm-hmm. you're talking 4 games a week. So yeah. I think it's pretty much between DRG and Ann at this point. I think I'm pretty much screwed. I'm too far back at 5 back. So
the first 2 weeks of what's going to do something, because that's 8 games within 2 weeks, and depending on people's picks, it's just going to depend on what people pick.
Right. Well, I mean, like, you know, we discussed earlier, you know, there's a couple of pretty much givens that are already out there. Indy's going to lose. Carolina's probably going to lose. I don't see anybody taking either one of those teams in the playoffs, so should be interesting.
And what else? Let's get into our picks for this week and start with our teams. Let's see. We will start right at the top of the list. The 10-5 Indianapolis Colts at the 2-13 Tennessee Titans. Yeah, I'm picking
Colts. I'm going to pick with the fact that I am down 5. And I actually think Tennessee is going to do this, and I think they're going to beat the terrible playing Indianapolis Colts. Plus, I'm 5 back and need to catch up.
Yeah, I got to say Indianapolis.
All right. The 5-10 Chicago Bears at the 6-9 Minnesota Vikings. I say the Bears win and move to third place in the division and end at 6-10, like I said.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota, too. There's another team, a young team that's shown some promise this year.
I mean, we were wrong the first time. The Bears did beat them, but I don't know.
Right. The 6-9 New York Giants hosting the 9-6 Philadelphia Eagles. I'm saying fly, Philly, fly.
I'm picking the Giants.
Yes, I'm taking the Giants also.
The 7-8 Cleveland Browns at the 9-6 Baltimore Ravens. Underdog, it's what I want. I want the Browns to win, that's what I'm picking.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if the Ravens have any spine left, they still have a shot at the playoffs. San Diego has a tough game. They need to play, and they need to play well, and I will take the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Ravens, too. I even think at 7-9, Cleveland has nothing to be ashamed of, so I'm going to pick Baltimore.
Only question about Cleveland is, which we didn't talk about it, Menzel out, Hoyer out. We are relying on our third-string quarterback.
Like I said, 7-9 is nothing to be ashamed of.
But your third-string quarterback, isn't it, who is it, Jason? Is it Jason Campbell?
No, Jason, which I don't...
He's a Bengal, ain't he now?
I think he is. I'm not sure where he plays, but it's, Connor Shaw.
Oh, good Lord. Good luck with that.
And we also have a fake pen on our roster now.
Yep.
Hey, it could happen.
He has a jersey.
What else?
the last game on that.
That's what I was about to say. Calm down.
First and last, baby. Yeah.
Calm down. The 10-4-1, which they are probably regretting right now, Cincinnati Bengals at the 10-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. I am going Steelers.
I will go Cincinnati.
Who day all day.
Mm-hmm. And I'm picking against the Bengals while sitting in Cincinnati.
And your dogs are snoring.
I can't get her to stop. She knew we were going to start to record because she jumped on the bed.
Well, then again, it is also 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shut up. All right. Let's get into the hashtag huddle. Will you quit snoring?
That's Cleveland season in a nutshell.
And Philadelphia's.
Okay, how bad can you hear her?
It's pretty clear.
It's not that bad, though.
Nah.
Like, once you mix it up, and if we wouldn't have talked about it, it probably wouldn't even have been noticed.
All right. Debating, should we... I'm trying to remember, because we need to kind of get in the tweets from last week that we didn't talk about. Well, we talked about, but we didn't talk about.
There's only, like, what, 3?
Three people.
Hey, we'll just rip through them, fuck it.
I'm thinking this is where we were. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. So Browns QB since 99 are 2-18 in their first starts. Let's see if Manziel can make it 3-18. Yep, that's wrong.
Yeah, but honestly, I mean, like we said in the lost episode, starting rookie quarterbacks tend to not play very well.
Especially one that's got his head up his ass.
Mm-hmm. How are those Eagles playing?
Shut up.
All right, Mr. DRG says, how are the Arizona Cardinals surviving these games? Is their defense stepping that high or opponents falling that far? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Well, I guess we figured it out.
Yep.
Figured it out.
Bruce Arians deserves to be coach of the year, period. He has taken basically a scrap heap of an offense with a good defense and made something out of it.
And that they're on their third string quarterback already?
Third or fourth?
Yeah, geez, almost like the Browns.
And Houston.
Yeah. All right, Anth the Vigilante says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Quarterbacks are too protected these days. Fuckers are way too quick in throwing flags for roughing the passer. Yeah.
I tend to agree, but I also understand the penalties. You know, they're million-dollar investments in, you know, a season can be won or lost because of the health of your quarterback. It makes sense. I don't particularly like it, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Another one from Ant. This is also from, like, a week and a half ago. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. I have now officially stopped watching the Giants this year. It's driving me up the wall.
How'd that work out for you last week?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Another one from Ant. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. At just 25 years old, I already consider J.J. Watt one of the greatest defensive ends. Bloke is ridiculous.
We agree.
I mean, what else
There's
can we say about
you
the
can
guy?
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I flipped over to the Houston game for like 2 seconds, and they showed his face, bloody ass nose, like every game. Just, dude's a freaking monster.
Do you know, J.J. Watt has more touchdowns this year than any wide receiver on the Kansas City Chiefs combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kansas City has 0.
Yep. All right, Carp. Killer at Killer Carper DM says, at Heavyset 330, might want to return that Manziel jersey. 27 quarterback rating, really? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Yeah, I'm not returning my jersey. I still think he's a feature. He just needs work. He was a little immature. He's a little immature this year. He got his party year out of the way. He's got his fun freshman year out of the way. Now time to step it up. And now we're on to the newer tweets. Ant says, at Mr. GRG, at Mr.
Hey, Wayne, get it out.
At Mr. DRG _ WIR, haha, Titans? Really? Take the first three letters, you tit, coming to get you. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Apparently those two are having some beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, why has he got a problem with tit?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot this showed up on the feed, and I think someone used it just for the hashtag, but I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
Sir Dilsnick, which is at Daniel _Dilly, going with Skins and Niners today, which certainly means Eagles and Chargers will win, hashtag NFL, hashtag game day, hashtag NFL easy picks, which I understand. He was just trying to say it was NFL, it was easy pick, yeah. NFL. But hey, use our hashtag, you're probably not listening, but fuck it, I'm going to read your tweet.
And he was half right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Antivigilante says, hashtag NFL easy picks, go to bed with the 49ers, 14 points up, wake up, and they lose. Fuck you, you fart-smelling, eco-loving tossers.
Yeah, that was clearly a tale of two halves. I mean, Phillip Rivers' first half was god-awful. Second half was MVP. So, it is what it is.
Not sure what they were talking about, but Mr. DRG says, he's talking to Ant Vigilante, which is at MC Vigilante. It looks like I'm relying on an unproven QB, and you're relying on one coming back from a major car wreck, hashtag NFL easy picks. They had to be talking about their picks. There had to be some sort of difference between them, maybe? That was...
One's talking about Cam Newton, for sure.
See, Ant, Dear G. Sounds like they're talking about... Well, they... DRG picked Cleveland, and Ant picked Carolina. That had to be what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to use hashtag NFL easy picks, use them on your tweets. We'll read them all. Not like we have many, many to talk about. And one from today from Mr. DRG, which is sending it to Carp, Ant, Mop, and myself. Okay, boys, this is ridiculously too close. Hashtag NFL easy picks. And he basically did a screenshot of the current standings.
So basically, it was just a humble brag on his behalf that he's in the lead.
Well, he's kind of like I'm in the lead, but you guys are really close to him. He was like, you just gotta believe. All right, and now we're gonna get into the emails, which we have one email technically, and then we have an MP3, and our email is from last week from Andy Anderson, which again, apologies to Andy. I mean, he didn't send us one this week. I don't know why. Maybe it's because hey, yeah, this one's sitting here from last week. And it says, okay, heavy set, FTW, Mop, and any guest, if there are any. Yep, still no guest.
Nope.
Since...
No one likes us.
Since I have missed emailing the last few shows, and we missed the show in general last week, I went in to get one in. I don't watch the NFL Network much, but when I did the other day, I came across one of the commercials for the series Undrafted. Undrafted goes inside the lives of various athletes that were not drafted into the NFL and tells their story of the athletes as they try to fulfill their dreams of playing in the NFL. If I had some free time, it looks like something I would be interested in. After seeing the commercial, it made me think of who was the best undrafted player ever. I looked up the top 10 list online and came across this. Number 10, Jeff Saturday, center, North Carolina. Number 9, Wes Welker, wide receiver, Texas Tech. 8, Priest Holmes, running back, University of Texas. 7, Adam Vinatieri, kicker, South Dakota State. 6, Rob Smith, wide receiver, Missouri Southern. 5, Antonio Gates, tight end, Kent State. 4, John Randall, defensive tackle, Texas A&M, Kingsville. 3, Dick Night Train Lane, cornerback, Scotts Bluff Junior College. 2, Warren Moon, quarterback, University of Washington. And number 1, Kurt Warner, quarterback, University of Northern Iowa. I think the best of all time would be Warren Moon, but my two favorites were Kurt Warner from Iowa and Priest Holmes, played in Kansas City. What in your opinion, who is the best undrafted player of all time? Or who was your favorite undrafted player of all time? Thanks for reading my email. And that is my NFL nickel, double A. I felt like I've read this before.
I think you have.
Wasn't there a part 2 to that also?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Or was that the week before?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, he didn't send an email for like weeks. That's why I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
The questions were the who in your opinion or who's your favorite undrafted player of all time. The one that I will use is Joshua Cribbs from Kent State University. Was a walk-on for the Browns, and he was actually a quarterback in college, and they obviously fit him into kick returns.
My personal favorite as a old-timey Houston Oilers fan is definitely Warren Moon, but all-time greats, it's hard to argue with what Warner did and that story, his life story, I guess. And Jeff Saturday was an amazing center for a very, very good Colts team. So those are my picks.
Mine are, my favorite is John Randall, but all-time great is Kurt Warner.
All right. And that,
right,
moving on. Now we have an MP3 from Ant.
Hi, boys and cucumbers. It's your British Bulldog, Ant the Vigilante, here in MP3 format. It's nearing the end of the regular season, and here are a few things that I've learned from this year's season. Number one, Ray Rice likes elevators, leaving Flacco to take the flak and elevate the Ravens' chances. Wow, I started with a pun, so let's move on. Number two,
pun jar.
The Browns still suck, even with Johnny Football. Jason Campbell, where are you? Number three, kids like catching balls, and that's why we've had the likes of Beckham, Matthews, Evans, Benjamin, Landry, and Watkins this year as rookies. Compared to that, to the rookie class of 2013, with Hopkins, Patterson, Tavon Austin, and Keenan Allen, and I truly think that all of this year's names I've mentioned have more potential. Number four, agreed. Michael Sam proves that you don't have to be straight to play football, but it also doesn't guarantee an NFL start. Number five, Adrian Peterson likes trees so much that he introduced one to his kid's face. Number six, Jameis Winston is the biggest star in college football and also one of the biggest douchebags too. I can see a New York Jets pick looming. Number seven, Beckham catches a ball seen around the world. David Tyree says, man, I can catch a ball with my face to win a Super Bowl. Either way, to me, it just proves that the Giants can catch a damn good ball when they want to. Number eight, suspensions. Proving that you can take the boy out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the boy. I've just got a sudden urge to watch Trading Places. Well, it is Christmas after all. Number nine, the NFC South proves that you don't have to be a good team to get to the playoffs. In fact, you just need for all the other teams in your division to be equally as shit as you are. Also, while checking this stat, I noticed that in fact of the eight South teams in AFC/NFC, only the Colts have a winning record at this time, proving that you're fucking your sister and watching NASCAR doesn't make for a good football franchise. And finally, number 10, the Seahawks won the Super Bowl this year, making it 13 different winners of the sport's biggest prize since 1995. Compare this to the English Football Premier League, which has had 5 different winners since 1995, and you make your own assumptions as to which sport is the real football. So Merry Christmas to everyone, and Happy New Year to you all. This show is truly magical, and I hope that next year you maybe have me on. So anyway, Happy Christmas, boys. Heavy set. Hope you get Zool. It's his first wrestling T-shirt. Mop, I hope you get to meet and greet Andy Dalton, because I know you love him. And FTW, well, I love you, mate, and I hope you get as many cucumbers as you can find. Ant the Vigilante, out.
I hope you get some sort of STD.
I hope I can get Zool some breathe rate strips.
Yeah, no shit. Now, the only one I would say is on the receivers, I think Hopkins is a special player, and I think Allen is a special player. Yes. But regardless, the young crop of receivers in the NFL,
it's going to be fun to watch.
Is just, yeah, I mean, there's a kid out in Oakland that nobody talks about, Andre Holmes. Just, if he has a consistent quarterback play, he's going to be on that same level with the rest of them. It just, the receiving crop is just outstandingly amazing.
I heard San Francisco has a good crop of young receivers.
What? They catch balls.
Not footballs, though.
They're kind of oblong. And they come in pairs.
They come in. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
They come in orifices.
I think Shane should name his team next year the cucumbers.
No.
Yep.
The pickled cucumbers.
My guys gonna be dead.
Why can't you win? Because you could be the championship cucumbers.
I still think Cum Receptacle is a good name for him.
Oh, the 1 week. That was amazing.
Fucking awful.
All right, let's get into the rest of our picks.
I'm thinking you need to smoke a cigarette.
No, it's...
kind of being sick all week, or part of the week. All right, let's...
Yeah, if I was in Chicago for a weekend, I'd be sick, too.
His throat hurts from all that Deep Throat Dynasty. And
Oh, damn.
Watch, now that we're back on the Trending Topics Network, we can't be doing that anymore.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
All right. The 9-6 San Diego Chargers at the 8-7 Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm picking San Diego.
Go, Chargers, go.
The 3-12 New York Jets at the 8-7 Miami Dolphins. Yeah, I'm definitely going Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I'm going to take the J-E-T-S Jets, because they can't fucking help themselves but fuck up the rest of their season.
All right. The 8-7 Buffalo Bills at the 12-3 New England Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm going the Buffalo Bills on this one.
No, I'm picking the Patriots.
I've got the Patriots picked right now, but since New England has nothing to play for, I don't doubt they bench their players come the second half,
mm-hmm.
giving Buffalo that chance to get back in it. But it is in New England still, so I'll probably stick with New England, but very easily could be Buffalo.
That's why I'm picking Buffalo, because I think by the time they sit the players, because they have almost literally absolutely nothing to play for. It's not like I know what I mentioned earlier about not liking playoffs that go into the week 17 in fantasy, because I was in a league one time that went into week 17 and I had Drew Brees as one of my quarterbacks, because actually I think it was a two quarterback league. And I'm sitting here week 17, I'm like, do I play him or not? They were already in the playoffs. So I figured, okay, he'll get so much play, but what's going to happen? And he was also going for that touchdown record that year, too. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I think I end up benching him. I don't remember. But I know he played the full game, and so I know he got the record, but it was kind of like, I shouldn't have to make that decision. That's why I do not like week 17 playoffs, because the odds that they're going to bench somebody in week 16 is ultra, ultra rare. You have to be an undefeated team to be like, all right, we'll get 3 weeks off, fuck it. But even that's not even, teams don't even do that.
No.
I will say the way the NFL scheduling the conference games or the divisional games at the end of the season has eliminated a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, essentially, it's just New England. Nobody else has that privilege right now. Even the there's very few spots that are locked right now.
I don't have it up, but I know the NFC is like,
yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I don't think there's people that are locked in to be in the playoffs, but I don't think anybody's locked in anywhere. Like, Green Bay can wind up with a bye and they might not.
Yeah, because all the top three teams are all 11-4. Green Bay's playing Detroit, both of them being 11-4 and playing for essentially the number two seed, and whoever the loser gets the wild card. Arizona's at 7-4. They don't have a lot to play for. I mean, they can't get passed by Philly at 9-6. Carolina and Atlanta are both playing for the divisional win and a playoff spot. I mean, it's really, they it's not like the old days where one team was so far out and ahead that they get the privilege to bench people.
Yeah. And also this year, there's a lot of great matches that wound up because of having the divisional matches. And now there's like four games that decide divisional winner.
Yeah, there's a bunch of really good matchups coming into this week.
And up next, we have the 6-9 New Orleans Saints at the 2-13 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm going with the New Orleans Saints because with your first pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints.
I am taking Tampa Bay because I have no fucking idea what New Orleans is.
Yeah, they are just, I don't know either.
And
wait,
is
the game in New Orleans or is it in Tampa Bay?
It's in Tampa.
Didn't you just hear what I said?
He doesn't listen like I don't. And plus, I kind of want Tampa to win to give Tennessee the better draft. But yeah, I just, it's kind of a hope, and the fact that I'm 5 down that makes that call.
Yeah.
The 11-4 Dallas Cowboys. Bet you never thought we'd be saying that. At the 4-11 Washington Redskins, the Cowboys are undefeated on the road. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Dallas Cowboys.
come on, Washington.
Really? You're taking Washington?
No, I gotta go with Dallas. I want Washington to win because I hate Dallas, but common sense is Dallas is gonna win this.
Why do you hate Dallas?
Because I'm an Eagles fan.
Shouldn't you hate yourself for being an Eagles fan?
I do right now.
Eagles fans just hate everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna take Dallas. I think Washington's played better the last 3 weeks, but like I said, Dallas has still got something to play for.
Do you know why do you know what the U.S. Postal Service and the Philadelphia Eagles have in common?
They can't deliver on Sundays.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Obviously, they don't deliver on Saturdays anymore either. Moving on.
Right.
We have the 3-12 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 8-7 Houston Texans. I'm going Texans.
Yeah, Texans.
Literally the who gives a fuck bowl. And I'm going to, because neither team's in for a real high draft pick. I'm going to take Jacksonville. They've actually played, their defense is playing really good, and Houston has, you know, me as starting quarterback.
A fat bastard?
Might as well be, because the guy they got's the same caliber.
Right, up next we have the 6-8 Carolina Panthers at the 6-9 Atlanta Falcons. This is for the division. I'm going Atlanta.
You know, I gotta root for my hometown, Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta at home. Sounds like all the receivers are healthy. Give me Atlanta. I know Carolina's playing good, but give me Atlanta.
Up next, we have the 3-12 Oakland Raiders at the 12-4 Denver Broncos. I would figure Manning's going to have to play a lot better in this game.
I don't know. It's going to be in Denver, where it's probably going to be cold.
Yep. You know what? I think I'm going to pick Oakland on this one.
I believe Oakland's won two of their last three.
Yeah, they're on kind of a winning streak here lately, so.
Well, it's got to be, like, consecutive to be a streak. I don't know if you know that or not.
For them, it's a winning streak.
They're trending upwards.
Yes.
And I'm going to take Oakland also.
Another divisional game, the 11-4 Detroit Lions at the 11-4 Green Bay Packers. They're both guaranteed in the playoffs. It's one's going to get the division, and the other one's going to get the wild card. I don't know which one I'd rather have.
I know which one I'd rather have.
Well, you got to realize it's about Green Bay. They've gone in favorites many times into the playoffs. The only time they've won the Super Bowl, the one time they did, they went in as wild cards. They went in as underdogs. They have to repeat that, and they seem to be a team that I see them having one bad game, and that's what they do. They will come in hot, they will have maybe one or two really good game, and then somebody fucks them. Somebody makes them look ridiculous, whether it be the 49ers or the Seahawks. It's somebody that basically says, ha-ha, fuck you. So, even I have to pick Green Bay because they are at Green Bay.
You know what? I'm going for the underdog here, and I want to see Detroit going from like an 0-16 season a few years ago to, you know, possibly winning the division and actually making something out of this team. I'm going for Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to take Detroit too. Number one, I think they're playing better right now, and I think it means a lot more for Detroit to not have to go somewhere like Green Bay to play. That it's that little extra incentive. But yep. Then again, who's the offensive lineman that got suspended?
Oh yeah, that fucking moron.
Yeah, I got suspended for this game, and yeah, that's gonna be a heavy hit. But I also think, I read somewhere that Rodgers has either got the flu or he's banged up. There's some minor little nick in his game, which is just enough to give a good Detroit team that opening window.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know when, but they could possibly face each other in the playoffs. And it could be similar to what happened 2 years ago. I want to say the end of their season against the Vikings. The Vikings won, and that was the game that Adrian Peterson was just a little shy of breaking the record. And then they end up having the rematch the next week in the playoffs, and the Packers beat the shit out of them.
Right.
If the playoffs, the standings hold the way they are right now, Green Bay would have to go to Carolina, then they would have to go to Seattle to get to Detroit. Good luck.
Well, that's if Green Bay loses.
Well, no, I said if the standings stay right where they're at.
That's true. But that's why we play this game, because this game is technically the tiebreaker.
Yeah, dude. You talk about exciting football. This is the week of exciting football.
This game alone is a game to watch.
Well, there's this one. There's the blood feud between the Bengals and the Steelers. You've got the Carolina-Atlanta game. Yeah, they both may not have a winning record, but you better believe those two teams don't like each other. It's going to be a good weekend of football.
That's for the division, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot on the line this week until we get to the next games.
All right, we have the 11-4 Arizona Cardinals at the 7-8 San Francisco 49ers. I have the Cardinals winning this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take them, but I think I'm going to just because San Francisco's imploded. So give me Arizona.
And the final game of the week, and we're going to end it with the 11-4 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 6-9 St. Louis Rams. I got the Seahawks winning.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Seattle.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see another team go into Seattle and beat them.
All right. That will wrap things up here on NFL Easy Picks, the regular season picks finale. We will get into the postseason next week. We obviously will go over our picks from this week, and we will also actually talk about, make sure you guys remember, how we feel about how our team did and maybe some improvements they can do for next year. Granted, one of us will be in the playoff pitcher.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Well, I should say one team, and then the other teams we can sit there and pitch about.
Yay.
So, Mop, do you have any plugs?
At the Mop Jockey and hashtag NFL Easy. Oh, wait, I'm on that show. Fuck.
FTW?
At FTW780. That's all I got.
Nothing else?
No, I'm not on any other shows. So.
What about?
No. What about other things you want plugged?
What about your other Twitter account, Shane's Cucumber? At Shane's Cucumber.
I don't. That's going to be a Twitter account now, you motherfucker.
You're right. It's going to be.
You're working on it right now, aren't you? Or is that too much work?
No, that's too much work for me. But somebody's going to do it.
And yeah.
Come on, bloke, do it.
And of course. Find me at HeavySet330, at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter, and, at the TTNet, www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. We don't have any fun facts to share with you, but that will do it for us on NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network, where
it's all a work. Wait, no, sorry.
Where you don't know what will be trending next, and that will be the end of regulation time.